Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The third hour here, we are having a little technical difficulty connecting with Sean Stone over Skype. Apparently, we could hear him. He couldn't hear us. And it's just one of those problems that you deal with when you live in a nation with a declining technological capability. So we're trying to reach him on a landline. We'll have him here real soon. While we're waiting for Sean to be available, over in Japan, officials are finally admitting what we kind of knew all along, which was it's impossible to stop the leaks at Fukushima. They've put that experimental ice wall, it's on hold. They sort of finally said, yeah, it looked good, but it's really not going to work. They're now going to send new robots into the bottom of the reactors to confirm the presence of holes, which is kind of, we already know they've been leaking out into the ground. Japan's government admitted 6 months ago they know that some of those destroyed reactor cores are out of the bottom of the facility, out of the building, out of the dry well, down in the ground. So there really is not, you know, much more they can say. Basically, it is they're just letting it out slowly. Yeah, there's a problem. Japan has now allowed a lot of the people who were removed from the Fukushima area to come back in and go back to their homes, but the residents are very upset. They don't have the money to move anywhere else, and they're being told to go back to their homes or be homeless, and they're reporting all around the area the place is just dead. They can't grow anything, and it's a real serious situation because they know they're being exposed to radiation that is going to cause medical problems. Okay, do we have Sean on the line now?
Yeah, I hear
not,
you.
We're still working on that.
Well, I hear you guys.
Okay, this is Sean?
Yep.
Okay, Sean, you're on the air, and thank you for spending time with us today, and I apologize profusely for the technical difficulties we've been having. So for the benefit of our listeners, joining us on the air right now is Sean Stone. He works in Hollywood. He comes from a very fine pedigree, and I know you don't want to ride on your father's coattails, but your father, Oliver Stone's JFK movie, really showed a huge amount of courage to go on out there and challenge the official government story of the John F. Kennedy assassination. You are showing immense courage by going public on 9/11, and I personally know how much you risk, because 20 years ago I was working in Hollywood and I had a really good career, and I went public about Vincent Foster and my career went away. I was chatting earlier with Nathan Folks, who I believe that you know, and he's going to be coming on the show about the Boston bombing. And he says he's already getting harassment and so forth and so on. So you're obviously a man of principle and courage. And what is it that led you to think that 9/11 was a hoax?
Wow, you know, it's one of those events. That everyone remembers. I'm sure in America, especially, you know, very clearly, you know, where they were, and it was like a defining day in many people's lives. At the time of the event, I was still in high school. You know, I was about 16 years old. And, you know, I didn't necessarily question so much the government's, kind of story at that moment, let's say. It took me about 6 months before certain friends of mine who, you know, had worked, let's say, in Black Ops, historically, you know, they kind of started to say, yeah, you know, it was an inside thing. There was, you know, the government let it happen. That kind of story. And I said, you know, that makes sense. I'd see it. Obviously, they're using this to drive us towards war now, not just with Afghanistan, but with Iraq. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the war on terror is turning into a perpetual war scenario. So it took me about, I would say, a year, maybe 2 years, to really start looking at some of the books on it. Like The War on Freedom, I think, was the first book that I read. And that was very comprehensive and made a great case for why, you know, Unocal, for example, was threatening to, on behalf of Unocal, the U.S. ambassadors to Afghanistan, or some one of these guys was threatening, you know, to carpet bomb Afghanistan if he didn't make this agreement to let Unocal build pipelines through Afghanistan. So, I mean, when you start looking at the overall situation and start waking up, you know, when I went to college, that was when I started to really open books, start to understand the history and understand the nature of the great game that's always been fought in that region, you know, and how obviously a war on terror is a great, you know, driving force to allow us to maintain a constant military presence and perpetual war, especially in that region.
Well, I have to be honest with my somewhat more advanced age than you and my long experience with government cover-ups, because I've been running this website for over 20 years now. And frankly, I was suspicious on the day that 9/11 happened, but I didn't express those suspicions until there was corroborating evidence. And for me, the fact that they were finding thermite inside the wreckage of the towers, the fact that there are photographs of the towers that clearly show demolition cutter charge marks on the load-bearing members, the strange way that Building 7 collapsed into its own footprint even though it was never hit by a jetliner, the embarrassment where BBC and Fox News reported that Building 7 had collapsed almost a half hour before it actually happened, all of these raised red warning flags. But for me, the circumstance that really made it obvious there was something funny going on was George Bush sitting in that school in Florida reading about pet goats, with surrounded by Secret Service who did absolutely nothing. Now, we have this video where White House aide Andy Card comes in and whispers to George Bush, and the official story is that's when Andy Card told George Bush the second tower had been struck by an airplane, and according to Bush himself, that's the moment they knew the United States was under attack. But he just sits there and goes on reading. Right. Now, if you're familiar with the Sherlock Holmes story, The Silver Blaze, Holmes solves the case by noting that during the commission of the crime, the dog didn't bark. And the only way that that could be explained is if the person committing the crime was the dog's master. And we have the same situation here. We have the United States Secret Service, whose only job is to protect the president. And he is basically sitting there in this school. There's an airport 4 miles away. In theory, there's an unknown number of aircraft flying over the country crashing into buildings. The fact that he's at the school was in the media 3 days ahead of time. And the Secret Service, under their normal training, would have grabbed him, thrown him into that bulletproof limo, and started driving in a random direction to foil a possible inbound. But they let him sit there, making not only the president an open target, but every teacher and student there. And he just sits there until it's time to make his speech. The Secret Service didn't act the way they should have acted if it was a completely unexpected event that was going on. And on that basis alone, to me, it's very obvious that the U.S. government either entirely or at least partly was behind this huge fraud.
Right, exactly. By the way, speaking of the pet goat story, have you ever been able to verify if he was reading that book upside down? Because remember, there were some people that said there was some claim that Bush was reading the book upside down.
The photo was faked. In fact, if you take a good look at the orientation of the book, the cover is on the wrong side relative to the book's spine. There's a lot of nonsense that's put out there because when the government sees information getting out, they don't want the public to be paying attention to. They put out lots of jokes and hoaxes and nonsense. The process is called kookification of the discussion, or from the propagandist term, it's called poisoning the well. So you have to be very skeptical of things like that. Because that is what the corporate media will leap onto to try and discredit those who are not going along with the official line. So that particular picture was an absolute hoax.
Right, right. But like you say, you know, going along with the official line, see, to me, it becomes more and more evident that we're living in the 1984 reality. You know, when people ask me, well, what's the point of, you know, why would the government fake, not fake, but why would the government be involved, have an inside, you know, hand in 9/11? And I, you know,
well,
back to 1984 and that reality that, you know, that, remember, Orwell's a British intelligence agent. He's telling you something about how the world is going to be run, right?
Okay, Sean, I hate to cut you off. We have to take a break for commercials. Hold that thought. We'll come back to 1984 and war started with hoaxes and frauds after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Sean Stone, who is the part of the new generation in Hollywood who are willing to stand up and say they're not buying the official government story about anything. Sean was talking about 1984 and the way that wars are created. And it's not just 1984. If you go back and you look throughout history, every single war is started by a ruler that has to lie or somehow trick his population into it. And again, going back to my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, it lays that all out, and this is clearly more of the same. The United States, the American people, did not want to have any more wars. 9/11 changed that, and the evidence of a massive propaganda fraud is very, very obvious. Sean?
Yes.
Yes, did you have something to add to that?
Yes, yeah, so, no, as far as the book, 1984... It's not just even just a matter of starting wars. It's the fact that, you know, as the story's pointing out, the principle of war is about controlling the population itself, right? Like the report from Iron Mountain later said in the 60s, whether or not that was a fictitious document or real, you know, the war is the organizing principle of any society, right? And that's quoted in the film JFK.
Yes.
So when you get something like 9/11 and people are asking, well, you know, what's the point of the government faking this war? I mean, is it just to go to war with Iraq, or is it to, you know, for the oil in the Middle East? It's like, you have to understand it, I'm sure you do, as you do, but it's not just a question of one war, or, you know, having an ability to fight wars abroad. It's about controlling your domestic population through the fear of foreign entities, through the fear of terror, through the fear, you know, through the overall, you know, agenda of a wartime you know, of a constant state of war, let's say perpetual war. And
well, you know, it's funny you would use that phrase here, because a lot of this tracks back to an organization called the Project for the New American Century, which was dominated by the neocons. And in their policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, they basically set forth the idea that because the United States, following the collapse of the Soviet Union, was the world's only remaining superpower, that they should act like one and simply dominate the world and force it all into American-style banking and American-style commerce. And they stated right in the position paper that they needed a new Pearl Harbor to move that agenda along, and by golly, they got one. What an amazing coincidence, not to be believed.
There you have it. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, these people, but they're also, you know, again, it's difficult when you get into like the question of the neocons, and, you know, people ask, what, you know, ultimately, who do you think is responsible for 9/11? And, you know, really, it's not just a question of the visible side of government, but there is a shadow government. And, you know, it came out a little bit in the 80s, remember with the Enterprise, with the Iran-Contra scandal.
Yes.
When, you know, certain congressmen investigating that scandal said, look, there is a shadow government that seems to be operating here, that's functioning, that's privatized intelligence work, that's privatized military, you know, operations to engage in drug trafficking and, you know, in various, you know, financial apparatuses around terror, drugs, you know, all this illicit underworld, right, of shadow
finance.
And of course,
now we're finding out it's directed against all of us with this NSA spying, where they're ferreting out our secrets in order to manipulate us. There seems to be indications they've been spying on Supreme Court judges in order to coerce their rulings on various cases that are destroying what's left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And it does appear it's not an invisible government any longer. Pretty much any smart observer like yourself is going to realize it's there. I want to basically change the course of the discussion here and ask you, what are you doing right now in terms of, you know, are you involved in film work? You know, what projects you have coming up? Is there a website where our listeners can come in and sort of take a peek at what Sean Stone is doing in terms of his own activities?
Yeah, of course. You know, as far as films, you know, films take a long time as far as developing, between the script and financing and, you know, getting the whole machine behind you to actually get it made. So in between, I've been working on this show called Buzzsaw, which is online news, and it's very much a spinoff from Conspiracy Theory, the show with Jesse Ventura that I co-hosted in the final season. And so Buzzsaw, we've been doing that for about a year now, and it involves interviews with people, you know, on subjects across the board, ranging from 9/11 conspiracy and JFK conspiracy to, you know, the metaphysics of Freemasonry and the occult, to, you know, just more mundane questions of whether or not World War III will begin with this Ukrainian situation. So Buzzsaw is, you know, very much the forum that I like to use to, you know, discuss topics that are, you know, fascinating to me with, you know, people like, you know, like my father has been one of the guests, or Jeremy Scahill, you know, the journalist who did Dirty Wars, Chris Hedges.
Okay, that's the one that's over at the Lip TV, correct?
That's the Lip. Yeah, exactly. That's an online show I saw.
All right, I'm going to be linking to that from my website. We'll drive some traffic there. Your timing may be accurate because we're starting to see more and more of this stuff start to bleed into the mainstream. There's a show called America's Book of Secrets, which I'm actually in some of the segments this season, and they're going into some of these issues like the gold conspiracy. So it does seem like Hollywood is starting to go into this transition of saying, yeah, there's something out there and we need to look at it. And all of the covert control over Hollywood, it looks like it's starting to collapse. It was pretty much iron-fisted 20 years ago when I had my little altercation with them. But there's a new generation of people in Hollywood, like you and Nathan, who have that courage to stand up and say, yeah, I understand bad things might happen to me, but this is stuff that people need to know. And I applaud you for your courage and your sense of duty to the American people by doing this. And I am going to link to Buzzsaw from What Really Happened so we can send you some traffic.
Of course, yeah. But whether or not Hollywood is opening up, that's another question altogether. Because really, remember that we're talking about a financial structure. You know, when we talk about the shadow government and, you know, shadow financing, this financial structure affects us across the board. You know, we're seeing, for example, in Hollywood, the ramifications of deregulation and free trade competition. So that, you know, in Hollywood, for example, very few films are made in California anymore. We're all in this rat race to try to make it cheaper. You know, in states that allow tax incentives, or you know, wherever there's almost state-backed financing of films. So, you know, it's basically what you see with this outsourcing phenomenon since, you know, the 70s and 80s in this country has also affected Hollywood, which makes it pretty interesting in the sense that it's tough to make films because we're also fighting against this overall financial collapse, let's say.
Well, yeah, I think that's what's fueling this transition because corporate media is beginning to understand there is an audience out there that is seriously interested in this alternative version or more accurate version of history, and I think that's why they're starting to play to that because Book of Secrets is a hugely successful show. They're in their third season. And I think the financial interests are realizing, you know, there's an audience out there. MSNBC's ratings are at a 7-year low. The numbers over here at Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened, they continue to climb. The audience dynamic is shifting, and I think corporate media, just out of a sense of self-preservation, is going to have to say, yeah, we have to go that way. And that means that people like yourself and like your father, it's probably going to be a lot easier to get this stuff moving forward because the investors, at the bottom line, is the bottom line, and they're going to say, yeah, there's an audience here, and we need to start making product to sell to that audience if we're going to stay in business.
Let's hope so. I think, you know, that's our best, let's say our best hope going forward is that people continue to wake up and wanting to know, and as opposed to living in a state of ignorance, which we've been in for so long. It's amazing to me that films like JFK are still having such impact, and now because of the internet, people are more aware of it in a sense.
I have the director's cut. Sean, I got to let you go here. You know, tell your father I'm a huge fan of his. He doesn't know me from Adam. We're going to let you go here, but I am going to start linking to your material from What Really Happened, and we'll have you on the show back in the near future. Thank you very much. We got to take a break for commercials.
Sounds good. Thank you.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies, listen to the Christ in the open your eyes. Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. And that was great having Sean on the program. And it's like I said earlier about that Harvard University study that shows that young people in that age bracket do not trust the government right now. It means the message is getting out there, and that's very reassuring because I've been doing this for over 20 years now. And if we don't get the young people aware, then it really has all been a waste of time. And the good news is the young people are aware. They're becoming informed. They're becoming skeptical. And that's definitely, definitely a survival trait in today's day and age. Now, speaking of young people, we talked about this the other day. Over in the Daily Mail in Great Britain, they're reporting that young people who are on high-dose antidepressants like Prozac and Ciroxat have double the risk of suicidal behavior. This is a study done in the U.S., but for some reason it's not being reported much in the U.S. It was reported in the British media. And there was a survey of 162,000 patients who are on these medications found that those aged 24 or younger were twice as likely to deliberately self-harm, and that's just compared with youngsters on the standard doses of SSRI pills. They didn't even compare them with young people who are not on them at all. And we do know there is a huge problem with people on these medications committing acts of completely unreasonable violence. We know that Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook was on these medications. We know that the kids at Columbine were on or withdrawing from the medications. And it brings us to this story that is getting a lot of coverage, and that's up in Chicago, which we are told is the gun control nirvana. And this 14-year-old Chicago girl apparently got into an argument with a rival on Facebook regarding a boy they both wanted and went in and opened fire. And, of course, the gun grabbers are saying, see, we need tighter gun control. And it's not working, obviously, in this situation. The one question not asked in the news coverage is, was this girl on ADHD medication, which is rampant across the country? And there's one other aspect to consider. Our young people are growing up watching the federal government set the example that it doesn't matter how badly you mess things up or what you do wrong, you can solve all of your problems with a gun. Somebody doesn't agree with you, you go out and shoot them, or drone strike them, or waterboard them. Now, there's another very bizarre story. This is down in Oklahoma. They had a capital punishment, death sentence carried out in Oklahoma, and they're calling it a botched execution. Even though the subject did die. And what happened was they had him strapped to the table for a lethal injection. They were trying a new experimental drug cocktail, because remember, the foreign companies that make the drugs that have been used for lethal injection will not sell them to the United States anymore because they don't like being associated with that. So they're trying all these other chemical concoctions to try and basically shoot the needle in. The guy goes to sleep and doesn't wake up. And in this case, the guy was writhing and clenching his teeth and saying something's gone wrong, and whatever was going on triggered a heart attack, which is what he actually died from. So botch is kind of a gray kind of description here. I think the only botch was that those who favor the death penalty had to watch it happen in all of its horrors. The whole idea of lethal injection, of a painless death sentence, is to allow Americans to go on believing they're a humane society because we put our criminals to death humanely, even as the U.S. government tortured innocent Iraqis to death to find weapons of mass destruction that never existed, and all of these constant wars based on lies, and they're getting ready to do something in Ukraine. We're seeing all this talk about Russia starting World War III. If Russia invades Ukraine, it's on. And it basically, they're broadcasting. They're going to have some of these hired Blackwater mercenaries dress up in Russian uniforms and walk into one of these eastern Ukrainian cities and start singing Russia's national anthem and drinking vodka and throwing borscht at the windows or something. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Bregan in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hoping to talk to Sean a little bit, but I just saw his had a chance to sit down and talk with his father a little bit on this past Monday night in at the University of Wisconsin, and we discussed, among other things, I asked him some questions about Operation Mockingbird, and a quote by now deceased former CIA director William Colby, which the quote he stated, there is not one person of any significance that we do not own in the United States, and that's a paraphrase. But and while Oliver Stone didn't exactly address Operation Mockingbird directly, he did admit that he thought that there was a vast amount of resources which were devoted to basically American propaganda and domestic psychological operations. So he gave me a very nice long answer, I wondered what you thought it was going to take for people in the United States to start to really see through that American domestic propaganda. Obviously, your show and your website are integral, and I wondered what you thought the tipping point might be.
I think we're pretty much there already. I mean, looking at the audience shares of the corporate media outlets, they've been in steady decline for over 12 years now. MSNBC's at a seven-year low. The audiences are flocking over to Republic Broadcasting, What Really Happened, Buzzsaw, and people understand they're being lied to by the government, especially now with the 2012 NDAA legalizing the government propaganda against the American people. And once that's out there, where they're basically saying, yeah, we have to lie to you to get your support for the war, I think that accelerated it. Definitely a watershed moment was when the American people realized that Saddam Hussein never had nuclear weapons of mass destruction. It was all a complete lie. We look at the backlash that John Kerry had last August when he was out there trying to scream that Assad was gassing his own Alawite supporters in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And everybody said, well, why would Assad do something that stupid? And of course, they didn't have an answer for that. And yet they're already back to it again. They're screaming that Assad is using chlorine gas on Syrian children. How do you know? Well, we detected chlorine gas. Well, that doesn't tell you who did it. Well, it had to be Assad. And again, they seem to be following a policy of if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again, which is why it's an absolute guarantee they're getting ready for some kind of a stunt to try and claim that Russia has crossed the border into Ukraine. Remember, I think it was a week ago, the New York Times came out with these photos that supposedly proved Russian troops were on the ground in eastern Ukraine, and it turned out the photos were complete fraud and hoax. So, yeah, these people have no shame. They're not repentant for their lies. They're just going to think up of another lie, and they'll just keep trying lie after lie until they find something that the American people will believe. But with this whole little boy who's cried wolf approach to selling the war, there isn't anything they can come up with that the American people are going to buy, unless it's a really spectacular false flag, like, you know, a nuclear bomb going off the coastline of the United States, and gosh darn it was a Russian sneak attack against Washington, D.C., or something absurd like that. But
yeah,
I think we're at the tipping point. And again, that Harvard University study and people like Sean Stone basically represent the youth of America are awake.
Oh, so you did get that. I thought I sent the story to you about the all-time low levels of younger Americans' trust in their government. And also, did you see that Ralph Nader has come out and called for the impeachment of the president and also for the progressive left and the liberal right, the libertarian right, to come together to oust corporate mega power?
Well, it's a nice sentiment, but I think what we're dealing with here is a systemic problem of the government and Wall Street as a whole, and impeaching Obama, and yes, I would smile if that were to happen, that's just going to put Biden into the White House, and he's more rabidly pro-war and pro-Israel than Obama is. We're not going to fix this government by replacing a few people. The government, we're just going to have to sit back calmly and let it implode, delink from the system, pull our money out of the financial system, protect our own wealth from these ravening vultures that are circling over our head wearing the red, white, and blue, and we're just going to have to wait for it to fall down, and then our task is to decide for ourselves what government we will have in this land moving forward, and not let the carpetbaggers start up that private central bank thing again. Bregan, we have to let you go and do a commercial break. We will be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I wanna do just what I
please. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Final segment of our program today. I'm already getting emails about Sean Stone's interview, all of them positive and glowing here. Interesting story over at johnrappaportwordpress.com by John Rappaport himself. And apparently he recently conducted an interview with former CBS news reporter Cheryl Atkison. And the story is continuing to unfold that Cheryl Atkison was dismissed from CBS News, ostensibly they had a legal cause to do it, but the reality was she was digging into areas that corporate America did not want her to dig into. And apparently one of those involved the When Pigs Fly Flu hoax back in 2009. So Atkison, while at CBS, was making Freedom of Information requests from the CDC. And from the information she got from the CDC, found out the CDC had been flat-out lying about swine flu and was reporting as swine flu cases people who did not actually have any kind of flu at all. And they were hiding that knowledge and continuing to issue press releases about the coming pandemic to frighten the public, to basically stampede them all into buying the Tamiflu, which we now know, looking back, is no more effective against the flu than standard over-the-counter paracetamol. And Atkinson is saying her story was vetted, checked, cleared by legal, ready to go for broadcast. And then CBS killed it. Now, if this sounds familiar, it's because we had a similar occurrence happen with an article about Clinton and Bush links to drug smuggling. The Crimes of MENA, the article was called. And that was over at the Washington Post. And they had all this information that had been recovered from Barry Seal, who was one of the drug pilots for this gun and drug running operation out of MENA, Arkansas, down to Central America and back, part of the enterprise that Sean was referring to. And, of course, Barry Seal was ordered to stay at a certain location without protection, security guards, and, of course, he was machine-gunned to death at that point. But he left behind a stash of papers that Roger Morris and Sally Denton were able to get their hands on. And they used it to basically point out the links between the Clinton and the Bush White Houses with the CIA's drug-running operation. And they wrote up the story. It was fact-checked. The legal department at the Washington Post cleared it for publication, and it was spiked by the managing editor of the Washington Post, who happened to be a Skull and Bones fraternity brother with George Bush. And ultimately, though, Penthouse Magazine published it, which showed a great deal of courage and social responsibility on their part. And now we're finding out CBS was doing the same thing with Cheryl Atkinson, who was out there saying this whole 2009 swine flu pandemic was a hoax to trick you into buying vaccines you did not really need. Now, over at Fox News a couple of days ago, they had an online poll. Is not vaccinating children irresponsible, or is it a right parents have? And as of the last time I checked, right that parents have had 78% of the vote, with irresponsible and undecided splitting the remainder. So the American people understand it should be up to the parents whether or not to vaccinate their children. Because a lot of those vaccines are not effective, like Tamiflu, and a lot of them have serious side effects. There's yet more evidence surfacing of a link between this incredible epidemic of autism we have in the United States and all of these vaccines that are now mandated for children. Now, there was another scandal, and this was over at 12160, back in 2011, when the Council on Foreign Relations was caught on a recording suggesting creating a false scarcity to drive up demand and prices for the H1N1 vaccine, where they were out there literally saying, if we just tell everybody there's a shortage, they'll be panicked and they'll pay anything that we want. It was all driven by the money, not by public health, not by what was best for the patients, but what was best for the money junkies who own these industries. We're seeing exactly the same thing with Obamacare. It's just a pure giveaway to the health insurance companies. It's failed miserably. Now, down in Australia, they've got a problem because they've got whooping cough down there. And apparently, there's been a vaccine against whooping cough that has been in use down there for quite some time. Now, the USDA, the FDA, rather, has known for years that too much vaccine use and reliance on antibiotics will lead to the evolution of new forms of disease that are resistant to the vaccines and the antibiotics, and this apparently has happened. Down in Australia, whooping cough has morphed, mutated into a new drug-resistant superbug. And that is a major problem. World Health Organization is still out there claiming that vaccines save 8 million lives every year. Well, How do you know that? These are just people who didn't get sick, and maybe they didn't get sick because their natural immune systems worked. Remember, in this current measles epidemic in New York, 90% of the patients had the measles vaccine. So at the very least, we can say it's ineffective at protecting them. Of course, the media is saying, oh, it's those unvaccinated people. They are the problem. No, it isn't. If you sell somebody a measles vaccine and they get measles, the vaccine does not work. And given that 90% of the measles patients had the vaccine, we have to ask the question, did the vaccine actually cause the disease? I remember reading about a story, I think this was out of Ohio, and this was admittedly back, you know, at the beginning of the 1900s, where this town sued and then imprisoned a group of three doctors because they caught them trying to intentionally spread disease around the town to build up their business. Just amazing here. Now, Saudi Arabia is dealing with a MERS outbreak, and apparently it is now spread to Egypt. We're not hearing any more coming out of Africa about the Ebola epidemic down there, but remember, Reuters reported that the government of Guinea was not going to issue any more comments about Ebola out of concern of triggering a public panic. So we're getting the big silent treatment on that. Former oil executive, now that he's retired, is basically saying that fracking is not safe. Louis Alstad, former executive vice president of Mobil Oil, said it is not safe, and he called on New York State to pass a ban on fracking. You know, when they're in there getting their paychecks and their bonuses, they'll toe the company line, but when they get out and they say, no, this is not good. Now, as you know, earlier in the week, we had a doubleheader over at the Vatican where two living popes canonized two former popes and turned them into saints. Doubleheader. Rather bizarrely, apparently a couple of days before that, there was a man crushed to death when a giant crucifix dedicated to Pope John Paul II collapsed and fell on him. Not sure what that means, but it is a bit of a giggle that it happened. Now, over in Ukraine, the situation is heating up. China is condemning unilateral sanctions against Russia. They're absolutely opposed to it. State Department is back to screaming, Russia Today is putting out false claims and selective editing and propaganda, like the New York Times hasn't been doing it all along. NATO is now tripling the fighter jets over the Baltic countries. And remember, Ukraine is not actually a part of NATO. They were in the process of joining, but that was put on hold when Yanukovych won the election. So NATO doesn't really have any business going into Ukraine, and neither does the United States. Another confirmation that Ukraine's interim president, Turchynov, is saying that they've lost control of the eastern half of that country. The Ukrainian security forces, they're helpless at quelling unrest. The entire eastern half of the country is standing up and saying, you are not our government in Kiev anymore. And that just tells us, again, that there's a huge motive for the United States government to set some kind of a hoax or a false flag or a fraud to send military forces in there. Because, by golly, once you're conquered, you stay conquered. There's the music. Claire and I have to get out of here and run some errands this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over to RBN's website and hit that donate button. RBN is growing. They're buying new equipment thanks to all of you, and we continue to need your help to reach Americans and let them know the truth about what is going on with their government and their lives. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.